thoughts on Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 9, verses 14 to 17. Christ triumphant. Now, even in the title, Christ triumphant, I've given you a hint as to my interpretation of this passage. Zechariah 9, 14 to 17. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south, and the Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy and overcome with slingstones, and so on. Zechariah chapter 9, verses 14 to 17. Now this prophecy, given to the Jews on their return from exile by Zechariah, what is God saying to them? The Lord will appear over them. The sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. The sovereign God will march in the storms of the south. The Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy. They will. The Lord their God will save them on that day. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. And so on, and so on. What does it mean? I believe it's a prophecy of the Lord, and I take this to be the Christ himself, the Messiah. Emmanuel, God with us, Matthew 1:23. The Word was made flesh, John 1:14, and dwelt among us. God himself, the sovereign Lord, the Lord Almighty, verses 14 and 15. There will be triumph and prosperity for them. They will conquer. The Lord Almighty will shield them from attack. They will destroy. They will be conquerors and overcome with slingstones. Now, I take this to be figurative. Now, I know that others will take this very differently. The prophecy goes on. They will triumph, verse 15. They will sparkle, verse 16. They will enjoy tremendous success, verse 17. Now, what do we make of this? Of whom is the prophet speaking? The Jews, literally, at the return from exile? I don't think so. I don't think history bears that out. I don't think the Jews ever did come to this kind of triumph and success. Is there a prophecy here of a future Jewish kingdom? I personally don't think so. I'm not a premillennialist. It's the elect, I believe. I believe it's the new covenant. Does it mean now? Is there a prophecy, a post-millennial prophecy? You know, that the kingdom, the church, will be a mighty kingdom, a mighty power in the land, socially, economically, in military terms, in power, in reigning, ruling, post-millennial, success of the gospel throughout the world, millions converted upon millions, and so on. Now, I don't think so. I think now is the time of weakness. Until Christ comes, I think we shall suffer persecution. We shall be hated of all men, and so on. I believe this to be speaking of the eternal kingdom, the eternal reign. And I believe it to be speaking in figurative terms that Christ will conquer. He will come with a sword out of his mouth, a two-edged sword. He will come to reign, to rule, to govern, to judge. I believe it's a figurative picture, not of the triumph of believers in themselves, not of the triumph of ministers, as it's so often called. No, no. I see it to be the triumph of Christ, the coming again of Christ, the general resurrection, the eternal kingdom, the judgment, and so on. This will be, the Lord will appear. There is the confidence, issued 2,500 years ago now, and more, but nevertheless, there is that glorious prophecy, wonderful, yet to be, when Christ shall appear. Be ready for that day, unbeliever. Be ready, be ready. That day is surely coming.